Ever wondered what it felt like to be part of Mission So Secret? So secret, you couldn't talk about them for 20 years.
Yeah, missions where the risks were just so high, your own commander basically thought you weren't coming back.
Okay, let's unpack this because today on Deep Dive, that's exactly what we're exploring.
We're diving deep into Episode 66, LT, Don Engebretson, A1 Skyraider Pilot, reflects on top secret mission and life journey. That's from the Military Tales YouTube channel.
Right.
And this isn't just, you know, a quick summary. We're really focusing on his personal journey, the conflict, the secrecy, all based on what he shared in that interview.
Exactly. Lieutenant Don Engebretson, he flew the A1 Skyraider. And this specific Military Tales episode has him reflecting on a really top secret mission, but also his wider experiences.
It's pretty compelling thinking about the weight of holding on to those stories for so long.
Definitely. So our mission today is to really try and get under the skin of what that was like. Flying those missions, the unique pressures, the perspectives, all through Lieutenant Engebretson's own words.
So let's start with the man himself, Lieutenant Engebretson, and the plane he flew. He was a lieutenant back then, flying the A1 Skyraider.
And the A1, that was a tail dragger, right?
That's right. A conventional aircraft, propeller-driven, tail wheel in the back. Quite different from the jets, maybe you picture immediately.
Yeah.
And what's quite revealing is his initial reaction when he got the assignment, he said, an AWOT.
Huh? Yeah, that tells you something about maybe what a young pilot expected back then. Maybe something sleeker, faster.
Probably. But despite that initial surprise, his unit's readiness was apparently off the charts.
He mentioned having 12 ready aircraft when they were only supposed to have 10.
Exactly. Which, you know, just speaks volumes about the ground crews. He talks about them a lot with real respect.
And it also shows his unit at Da Nang Air Base. They had the highest priority.
Okay.
So their work was vital, even if it wasn't in the newest jets.
Mm-hmm. And that incredible dedication, that readiness, it kind of stands in stark contrast to how Engebretson personally felt about the war.
Right. He described himself as being anti-war.
Yeah, but he also stressed he never refused an assignment, never said no.
That's a really complex position to be in.
It is. It seems like, from his viewpoint, the war effort just wasn't always making a clear difference, you know?
It almost gives you that catch-22 vibe, doesn't it? Caught in a system, doing your duty, even with reservations.
That's a good comparison. Later in the interview, he talks about his time in Plaiku.
Uh-huh.
And he specifically notes it was before Lieutenant Colonel Jim Wall and Lucky Lohman got there, which helps sort of place him in the timeline.
And what was he doing in Plaiku?
He was involved in forward air control. FAC operations.
Okay, FAC. Can you break that down a bit? What do those missions involve?
Sure. As a FAC pilot, he'd be the one locating targets, marking them for the strike aircraft.
So the eyes in the sky, basically.
Exactly. Flying low, coordinating the air support for the guys on the ground. It needed incredible precision, constant awareness, and really close communication.
Sounds intense. He also mentioned working with Vietnamese pilots. Pham Swan, I think?
Yes, Pham Swan. And he touched on the dynamic there.
What was his take on it?
Well, he observed that while maybe some U.S. pilots saw their Vietnamese counterparts as less aggressive, you had to remember, these guys were fighting for the entire war.
Right, not just a one-year tour.
Exactly. Sometimes tours lasting 6 years, that's a huge difference in perspective and likely approach. Different circumstances entirely.
Makes sense. Okay, let's get into the real core of that Military Tales episode. The top secret mission.
Right. He talks about how some missions stayed classified for, well, initially 20 years.
20 years. That's a long time to keep silent about something presumably pretty significant.
It really is. And he mentions people like Gary Bain who were instrumental in eventually getting these stories out.
Which is important, isn't it? Declassification, people making the effort so these accounts aren't lost, adds so much depth to history.
Definitely. And the danger involved in these secret ops. Wow. It's driven home by that commander's reaction when they got back from one mission.
Oh, yeah, we thought you were all dead.
Can you imagine hearing that from your commander? It just hits you. The level of risk they were taking on these flights nobody could talk about.
Absolutely staggering.
And moments like that, they really highlight the pressure, the danger, often with, you know, not much intel. Lieutenant Engebretson often mentions the support from guys like Lieutenant Colonel Jim Wall and Lucky Lohman. That mentorship must have been crucial.
Yeah, navigating those kinds of situations. But sadly, as he recounts in the interview, not everyone came back.
No. He shares that really tragic story of a pilot in his unit who flew into the mountains.
A stark reminder of the risks. Always present, but especially in combat.
And even with losses like that, the unit had to stay ready. Constantly. He said they kept four aircraft ready for SAG.
The Strike Augmentation Group.
Right, basically a rapid reaction force for immediate air support, and another two aircraft ready for SAR search and rescue.
That's a huge commitment. Six planes on standby.
It is. And again, he stresses how vital the maintenance crews were. He mentions Ed Babbitt, nickname Whip. You can really hear the respect in his voice for their work.
It really highlights that connection, doesn't it? The pilots in the air, the crews on the ground. They depend on each other completely.
Absolutely. And he tells that anecdote in the Military Tales episode about the maintenance crew's morale being sky high because they saw how dedicated the pilots were.
It wasn't just about the pilots' courage then. It was a real team effort. Everyone committed.
Totally. A team relying on each other.
So thinking about their actual missions, he mentioned close air support, CAS, as their main thing. What does CAS involve for anyone maybe not familiar?
Close air support is, well, it's delivering air attacks on enemy targets that are really close to friendly troops on the ground.
Right. So precision is paramount.
Extremely. You need incredibly tight coordination and communication to make sure you hit the enemy, not your own guys. Minimize risk to your own forces.
And he emphasized in the episode, this wasn't pilots just going rogue.
No, not at all. Very tight coordination with the SAG, with the forward air controller, the FAC.
And the FAC usually had the final say on dropping ordnance?
Generally, yes. The rule was pretty strict.
Uh-huh.
Don't drop anything unless the FAC gives permission. Very few exceptions. It was all about preventing friendly fire and making sure air power was used effectively for the ground troops.
Got it. Then he tells that story, that specific rescue mission in the Military Tales piece.
Yes. They were sent to destroy a downed A1, but also rescue the pilot, a guy named Larry.
And there's that detail.
Yeah.
Larry doesn't remember them destroying his plane.
Yeah, which could be trauma, could be time. But it shows how intense and maybe disorienting these events were for the people involved.
She also shared a really harrowing detail about the extraction itself.
The grim reality, having to dismember the pilot to actually get him out of the wreckage. Just brutal necessities of the situation.
God, yeah. The episode also touches on recovering another pilot later, Z-Beer, and the loss of Lameka in a different incident.
Right. And Lieutenant Engebretsen actually contacted Lake's brother later on.
Wow. That speaks volumes about the bonds formed in that unit, doesn't it?
It really does. And he notes Zegar Rumber was a three-tour veteran. So you had guys with vastly different levels of combat experience all flying together. These stories just really drive home the human cost, the impact on families.
Definitely. And finally, there was that other story he shared in the interview. The really dangerous takeoff from Da Nang.
Oh, yeah. The weather. Awful. Ceiling was only 200 feet.
Barely anything.
And in those conditions, a major pulls this unexpected, really risky maneuver down towards the river.
Yikes. It just highlights the crazy conditions and split-second high-stakes decisions they face.
For sure. Unpredictable, life-threatening choices sometimes.
So, wrapping up his reflections in the interview,
he
comes back again to the maintenance crews.
He does. You can tell how deeply grateful he was for their dedication. That's a recurring theme.
And he also gave his thoughts on, well, different pilot styles. Some more aggressive than others.
Yeah, he observed that range. And he brought up that quote from Jim George, distinguishing between just being a pilot and being a fighter pilot.
Suggesting a different mindset, maybe? Approach to risk?
Seems like it. A sort of nuanced take on the personalities and styles you find in military aviation.
So thinking back on everything Lieutenant Engebretsen shared in that Military Tales episode, what are the big takeaways for you?
Well, a few things really stand out. First, that profound sense of duty he had, even with his personal feelings about the war.
Right, the anti-war pilot who never said no.
Exactly. Second, the sheer danger and the intense secrecy of those missions they flew, missions hidden for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And third, just the strength of the bonds in the unit, the camaraderie, the mutual respect. Pilots, ground crews, everyone.
And for you, the listener, maybe the aha moment is realizing that contrast. You know, the young pilot expecting one thing, then facing the reality of flying the A1 in combat.
Or perhaps it's just grasping the long-term impact of those classified missions, finally hearing about them through his firsthand account in this Military Tales episode. Hopefully this deep dive gives you a clear, focused look at this specific piece of aviation history.
We hope so.
So a final thought for you to chew on. How does that wartime necessity for secrecy, how does it shape how we understand and appreciate the sacrifices made, especially years later when the stories finally emerge?
Or maybe think about this. What does it really mean to do your duty when your own beliefs might not perfectly align with the mission itself?
It's a complex question, isn't it? Still relevant today, and it gives you a real window into the experiences of people like Lieutenant Don Engebretsen.